Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bolan.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Bullet trains are popular in Asian and European countries, but are nowhere to be found in the United States. In today's business etiquette, we will introduce you to the ways Americans travel.
今年最棒的一部电影会是什么？我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what tit for tat and to a T means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Hands down. Hands down is spelled H-A-N-D-S, hands, and D-O-W-N, down. Hands down.
Hands down, 意思是肯定的,轻而易举的。流感季节到了。
In terms of safety and effectiveness, soap and water beats sanitizers hands down.
从安全和有效性的角度来看,用肥皂和清水洗手绝对胜过洗手液。2013年还没有结束,不过很多影评家呢都认为
Captain Phillips, played by Tom Hanks, is hands down the best movie of the year.
汤姆·汉克斯出演的《菲利普斯船长》绝对是今年最棒的一部电影。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Hands down, hands down, hands down.
So, how was your Thanksgiving, Mike?
It was great. We had a great traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We had turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, sweet potatoes,green beans, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie.
Wow, that's a lot of food. Sounds like it could feed an army.
Yep, we have a saying in my family, calories don't count on Thanksgiving. It's a holiday about overfeeding yourself and enjoying quality time with the people you love.
That's the holiday spirit. We do the same thing during the Spring Festival in China.
Yep, from how you looked when you came back last year, I could tell.
A tit for tat, Mike. I'm gonna get back at you. Just wait for it.
Okay, I'll be reading right here. And you mentioned a good idiom, tit for tat. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and find out what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第887讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
人们常说远亲不如近邻，可是邻里间闹矛盾的事儿也不少。这不，我隔壁的邻居 Jean 就对对面的邻居 Alice 不满，说 Alice 总是不参加公共区域的大扫除。Jean 还说，为了给 Alice 一个教训，他决定不参加 Alice 组织的 Rummage Sale 清仓义卖会。这两个人呢，你来我往的，倒让我想起了一个习惯用语，那就是
tit for tat. Tit is spelled T-I-T and tat, T-A-T, tit for tat.
Tit for tat 就是以牙还牙，以同样的方式报复。我的邻居 Jean 对 Alice 就是 tit for tat. 你不参加集体扫除，那好，我也不会在你组织的活动中出力。这可以说是以其人之道还治其人之身了。在生活中啊，这种针尖对麦芒的事儿可经常发生。我们来听一听一个父亲是怎么描述他两个女儿的。
My daughters have really been acting childishly lately. It started when Ginny borrowed Esther's game without asking. As a result, Esther wouldn't let Ginny play with her doll.That made Ginny so mad she took back the book she'd lent Esther. How much longer is this tit for tat going to last?
这段话意思是，最近我两个女儿都在耍小孩脾气。事情的起因是 Ginny 没和 Ether 打招呼，就擅自拿走了 Ether 的游戏。结果呢 ，Ether 就不让 Ginny 玩他的布娃娃了。这下子 Ginny 不干了，把以前借给 Ether 的书抢了回来。不知道他们这种针锋相对的报复还要持续多长时间。
哎，小孩之间常有这种事的，你打我一下，我就必须得踢你一脚，谁也不愿意吃亏。让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My daughters have really been acting childishly lately. It started when Ginny borrowed Esther's game without asking. As a result,Esther wouldn't let Ginny play with her doll. That made Ginny so mad she took back the book she'd lent Esther. How much longer is this tit for tat going to last?
不过，别以为这种事情只发生在小孩身上，有些成年人也会这样以牙还牙、以眼还眼的相互报复，而这种行为可能会带来严重的后果。比如在下面这段话中，一个城市的犯罪率突然增加，我们来听听是什么原因。
The police investigator determined that the sudden increase in crimes was no coincidence. A gang of drug dealers wanted to punish a rival gang for shooting their leader. That led to a tit-for-tat series of murders, kidnappings, and arsons that has paralyzed the city.
这段话的意思是说，警方的调查人员认定，犯罪行为突然增加并非偶然。一个贩毒团伙的头目被对立的帮派给枪杀了，这个团伙于是展开报复行动，这导致双方以牙还牙的交恶，从谋杀、绑架到纵火无所不为，整个城市因此陷入瘫痪状态。
每次听到这种消息，我总是既愤怒又伤心。哎，这一切是多么愚蠢啊！我们再来听听刚才那段话吧。
The police investigator determined that the sudden increase of crimes was no coincidence. A gang of drug dealers wanted to punish a rival gang for shooting their leader. That led to a tit-for-tat series of murders, kidnappings, and arsons that has paralyzed the city.
Tit-for-tat 这个说法从16世纪中叶就有了。可见人类千百年来都是爱记仇和报复的。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
To engage in a tit-for-tat. I find most of the time, letting go is way more useful than trying to get revenge.
I agree. People tend to treat you the way you treat them, so being nice and forgiving to your friends actually means having friends who will treat you well in return.
True. Speaking of which, could you offer me a ride to the airport for my flight back to China? Please?
Ugh, I knew something was coming.
I would take that as a yes.It's really inconvenient that there's no bullet trains here in the U.S. Otherwise, I could just take that.
Tell me about it. Bullet trains are widely popular in Asian countries, but people in America seem to prefer other forms of transportation.
We will get to know some American ways of traveling in today's business etiquette.
Let's take a look.
礼节美语
Louis 在走廊上遇到同事 Jay。
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Louis. Are you ready for your big trip to Chicago?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to nail the presentation.
I'm sure you will. Hey, I thought I remembered from an earlier conversation that you have relatives in the States, right? Any chance you'll get to see them?
I'd like to, but they're not in Chicago. My uncle moved to L.A. 5 years ago. I was thinking about going over to visit him, but I don't have a lot of time. Maybe I could just hop on the bullet train from Chicago.
Louis 要到美国的芝加哥出差，对完成任务信心满满，说自己一定会
nail the presentation，
出色完成演示任务。在英语里
to nail something
意思是出色的完成某事，比如父母问你考试考得好不好，你就可以回答说
I nailed it，
我考得好极了。 Jay 问 Louis 是不是准备顺便去看一下自己在美国的亲戚。 Louis 说他叔叔五年前搬到洛杉矶，离芝加哥很远，他时间有限，准备
Hop on a bullet train from Chicago. Bullet train.
子弹头列车相当于高铁。Jay 说
That's not going to be possible.
Why not? It's probably only a few hours ride.
America doesn't have any bullet trains.
Really? You're kidding me.
No, actually I'm quite serious. The fastest train we have is called the Amtrak Acela Express.It goes from Boston to Washington, D.C. via Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City. But it's not really a bullet train. The Acela Express generally runs at not much more than 130 kilometers per hour.
130 kilometers an hour? That's not a high-speed train.
Jay 说美国没有高铁，最快的列车是
Amtrak Acela Express。
从波士顿到华盛顿特区，途经巴尔的摩、费城和纽约。可即便是这趟列车，一般时速也就是130多公里。Louis 说
Really? You're kidding me.
表示难以置信。
Sometimes the Amtrak train can push speeds up to over 240 kilometers per hour, but most of the time it cruises at only around 130.
Wow, I thought America was more advanced than that. We have trains that can easily travel at 300 kilometers per hour. Japanese bullet trains can run at about 260, and Europe's superfast trains can run at almost 300 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, I know.Even Taiwan has a high-speed train that goes at least 200 kilometers per hour. But America is a very large country, and for the last several decades, flying has been cheap and easy.
Amtrak 虽然最快也能飙到时速240公里，但一般情况下只保持在130公里左右匀速行驶。这里用的动词是
Cruise. Cruise is spelled C-R-U-I-S-E. Cruise.
意思是不紧不慢的匀速前进。 Jay 说美国地域辽阔，坐飞机方便又便宜，这也许就是铁路不发达的原因之一。
Louis 本来准备 hop on a bullet train 乘坐高铁去看他在洛杉矶的叔叔，但是 Jay 说 That's not gonna be possible， 那是不可能的，因为呢美国没有高铁。Jay 说美国最快的列车是 Amtrak， 但也是 cruises at only around 130， 只保持在130公里左右匀速行驶。 It's not a high speed train at all， 完全没有达到高铁的要求。
Yeah， America is a very large country and flying is very affordable here. A lot of people also love to go on road trips.
I know. My uncle used to drive 2 hours to work and 2 hours backThat's 4 hours total in travel time, but he seemed to be fine with it.
I enjoy driving as well. Get you some good music, snacks, and maybe a hot dog or two, and you're ready to hit the road. Road trips are my favorite way of seeing the U.S.
That sounds like you. 好了，我们接着来听听 Jay 如何介绍美国人的交通习惯吧。
礼节美语。
Louis 要去美国的芝加哥出差，想坐高铁去洛杉矶看望家人，但他的同事 Jay 告诉他说美国没有高铁，原因之一是坐飞机十分方便。
So there's been no incentive to build super fast trains.
Yeah, that's right. Also, Americans like to drive.
I've noticed in a lot of movies that Americans seem to enjoy road trips.
I'm from San Francisco and I have friends who live in Los Angeles. It's a 9 or 10 hour driveBut I've done it many times. There's no convenient public transport in LA, so I would have to rent a car anyway. So I just load up my CD player with good music, grab some coffee, and hit the road.
除了坐飞机，美国人还喜欢开车。
They enjoy road trips. Road trips.
就是开车去一个地方，边走边玩。Jay 说，从加州的旧金山开到洛杉矶需要9到10个小时。他来回开过很多趟。每次都是准备了好听的音乐，带上咖啡，然后就上路了。
Hit the road
是上路的意思。
Hit
在口语里后面还经常跟
the gym to hit the gym
就是去健身房。
So driving really is a part of American culture.
Yeah, most of us get our first driver's license when we are around 16 years old. I used to drive about an hour and a half to work every day. That's 3 hours round trip, and I didn't think it was a big deal.
So, aside from New York, there really isn't much public transport infrastructure in the U.S.?
Many U.S. cities have some kind of light rail or subway system, but except for New York, they don't really completely cover the city in the same way as the Beijing or Shanghai subway does.
看来开车还真是美国文化的一个重要部分。Jay 说，美国孩子16岁左右就可以拿驾照。他以前每天开3个小时上下班。
And he didn't think it was a big deal.
而且也没觉得这有什么大不了的。
A big deal.
经常出现在口语里，比如
It's a big deal for me.
这对我很重要。
What's the big deal?
有那么严重吗？
It's no big deal.
没什么大不了的。美国的很多城市都有地铁、火车， 但是除了纽约以外，其他城市的公交系统都不像北京或上海的地铁那么发达。
I think high-speed trains are great. They're safe, fast, quiet, and convenient. You can work on your laptop or read a book. It's a good way to relax.
That's true. Driving can be very stressful. Americans have been talking about building high-speed rail lines for years, but to be honest, I don't know when or if it's ever going to happen.
Well, I hope they start building them soon. But in any case, I'm going to have to look into flights to LA now.
Yep, and you're probably going to have to rent a car when you get there. Good luck and have a great trip.
Thanks, Jay. See you in a couple weeks.
坐高铁可以放松，看看电脑，读读书，不像开车会让人
stressful
精神疲劳。不过没办法，Louis 这次出差，如果想从芝加哥到洛杉矶去，就必须得
look into flights，
看看坐哪趟班机了。
这说 driving is part of the American culture， 开车是美国文化根深蒂固的一部分。美国人一般16岁就拿驾照了。美国人喜欢 road trips， 边开车边玩，所以铁路系统非常不发达。Louis 说 ，I'd better look into flights， 看看坐哪班班机去看自己的叔叔啦。
Yep， in big cities like DC， you probably can live without a car， but in places like my hometown， you're not gonna have a social life if you don't own a car.
I know what you're talking about. When I just got here, I didn't have a car for 2 years. And living in California without a car is a total nightmare. You basically can't go anywhere.
Yep. All right, enough about road trips. Let's go ahead with our class.
Let's listen to another Learn Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Exhibit. Exhibit is spelled E-X-H-I-B-I-T. Exhibit.
Exhibit 意思是展览。
The Smithsonian Institution is putting on what is believed to be the first art exhibit on yoga.
据信是第一个关于瑜伽的艺术展在史密森学会的博物馆开展。
The Chicago History Museum is relying on online crowdsourcing to come up with an exhibit idea.
芝加哥历史博物馆在网上征求意见，集思广益，寻找有趣的展览主题。
A photo exhibit on Superstorm Sandy opened on the storm's one-year anniversary.
超级风暴桑迪一周年之际，一个关于桑迪的摄影展正式开幕。好的，今天我们学习的词是
exhibit, exhibit, exhibit.
I love museums, and that's one of the most attractive things about DC. So many free museums.
Yeah. Do you know there's an Anchorman exhibit at the museum? I heard the exhibit displays the whole production process to a T.
I have to go see. 不过大家知道 to a T 这个词是什么意思吗? Let's check it out in today's Words and Idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第888讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
昨天晚上我去一个朋友家吃饭，饭后朋友的太太给客人们表演了一场模仿秀。她不仅模仿了一些明星，居然还模仿了我，而且模仿得太像了，不仅举手投足，连声音都惟妙惟肖。这种模仿功力让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
To a T。To is spelled T-O and T, T-E-E, or simply the capital letter T. To a T.
To a T 就是完美恰到好处。我朋友太太的模仿秀达到了 to a T 的程度。我想啊，下次如果有事我不能来主持节目，完全可以让她来代班。观众朋友们，你们八成啊听不出什么区别。除了模仿秀，其他很多艺术工作也都追求逼真传神。让我们来听听下面这段话。
My wife suggested that we have a nice portrait painted of our family. So we sat for the artist, and a couple of weeks later, he told us he'd finished. I had my doubts that the painting would come out really looking like us, but when he unveiled it, I was astonished. He captured our likenesses to a T.
这段话意思是，我太太说，我们应该请个人画个全家福。于是啊，我们就找了一位艺术家，让他给我们画。几个星期以后，他告诉我们作品已经完成了。我本来还心有疑虑，觉得他可能会画得不像，但是啊，当他把作品拿到我们眼前时，我完全震呆了。他完全抓住了我们的神态，画得太逼真了。
这个画家真有本事，我对画画是一窍不通，不过我先生说我烹饪方面很有天赋。去年他生日的时候，我照着菜谱啊做了一次烤牛排，结果大获成功，牛排的火候和味道都是 to a T， 恰到好处，模样也和菜谱上的照片相差无几呢。好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My wife suggested that we have a nice portrait painted of our family. So we sat for the artist, and a couple of weeks later, he told us he'd finished. I had my doubts that the painting would come out really looking like us, but when he unveiled it, I was astonished. He captured our likenesses to a T.
做饭要掌握火候，做人也是一样。比如买衣服就要买符合自己身材和气质的。我们来听听下面这段话。
With my job interview coming up, I wanted to look my best. I decided it was worth spending extra money on a high-quality designer suit. After trying on several, I found one that fit me to a T. It was as if a tailor had made it to my exact measurements.
这段话的意思是说，我过几天要去一个工作面试，所以我想我得以最佳的形象去见未来的雇主。我决定多花点钱买一套高品质的名牌西装。在试穿了好几套之后呢，我终于找到了一套特别合适的。这衣服啊，太合身了，简直像是裁缝为我量身定做的。
我想这个年轻人的面试一定进行得不错，因为他听上去很自信，而且一套得体的西服能够给他的外表加分，能够给雇主一个好印象。正所谓
Clothes make the man，
人靠衣装嘛。衣服不仅要大小合适，还要符合个人气质。好，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
With my job interview coming up, I wanted to look my bestI decided it was worth spending extra money on a high-quality designer suit. After trying on several, I found one that fit me to a T. It was as if a tailor had made it to my exact measurements.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。Until next time,
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Younglin, I think this show fits you to a T.
Really? How so?
It's simple and fun, just like you.
Did you just call me simple?
I meant that as a compliment?
Oh, tit for tat, Mike, tit for tat. Just wait for it.Alright, 好了同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for another American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。